praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God is truly a good God. He's an awesome God. He can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for sending his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on a cross for your sins and for my sins, past, present, and future. That's the agape love, unconditional love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He could have came down from that cross, but thank God he didn't. We thank God for our sponsors. We thank God for the family tree. The family tree, raising families up, reaching out to you, you, and you. This is an organization that's known all around the world, nonprofit organization that's doing great and mighty work in our communities. We thank God for the family tree located in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland, at 2108 North Charles Street. Don't forget, if you stand in need of support, of help, resources, the family tree is the place that you need to be. The family tree have virtual groups and groups also in person, operating according to the CDC guidelines. You can give the family tree a call or sign up for parenting resource groups. Topics include communication, networking, self-awareness, discipline, household management, stress management, financial literacy. Sign up and call 1-800-243-7337. That's 1-800-243-7337. Or you can go online at Family Tree, all lowercase letters, familytreemd.org. That's familytreemd.org. The Family Tree, again, is a nonprofit organization in the blessed city of Baltimore, located at 2108 North Charles Street. The Family Tree, raising families up. Don't forget Kids Care Plus program, Respite Child Care program, provides free short-term child care for ages 2 to 12. With this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. We provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care. Free child care. That's a blessing to the body of Christ. Space is limited. You need to give them a call at 443-451-9806. If you're interested in the Kids Care Plus program, Respite Child program, give them a call today. Share this number with someone else that may need these services. 443-451-9806. Need a break, sudden emergencies, doctor visits, job interviews, or just feeling overwhelmed and need some time for yourself, give them a call at 443-451-9806. Again, the Family Tree Kids Care Plus program. Please don't leave your children home alone. If you need someone to talk to, they have a 1-800 number, 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. That's 1-800-243-7337, 24-hour parenting helpline. The help is here for you, my dear sisters and my brothers. Don't forget, the Family Tree, again, is located 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. If you need to call them for more further information, their number is 410-889-2300, 410-889-2300. Or go online at familytreemd.org, all lowercase letters. Thank God for the Kids Care Plus Respite Child Program. You don't have to leave your children alone, but you need to give them a call and complete an application. Amen. Thank God for this service. Their hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., excellent hours. And again, you can get up to 4 hours of free child care, ages 2 to 12. Let them know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. Yes, I said it. Praise God. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, located 2103 North Charles Street, our Master Electrician, Ebony Styles, 2103 North Charles Street. So you can go get your locks done, go get your hair cut, go get that natural hairstyle at 2103 North Charles Street. Drop your kids off at 2108 North Charles Street and head on down. Relax at Ebony Styles. Our master electrician, Dr. David Gaines, we thank God for you, man of God. Pray, man of God. Continue to distribute fresh fruits and vegetables along with bread if you need them. You have to pick them up. Call him at 443-449-3631. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles. Thank God for a man of God, praying man. It's about the work of the Almighty Living God. There's a barber on premises, but you have to make an appointment again with Reg. Call 443-449-3631. Again, he's a master barber, master electrician, and other stylists on the premises. 443-449-3631, 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Ebony Styles with Dr. David Gaines. God bless you, my dear friend and brother in Christ. Truly a man of God. Operating according to CDC guidelines, please wear your mask. God bless you real good. We are happy and excited about Shanita Kelly, our realtor of Samson Realtors. You can always give her a call at 443-844-954-0977. That's 443-854-0977. Truly a woman of God, praying that your new home will be a blessing and not a burden. Praying that the sale that you're making of the home that you want to sell will be a blessing not only to you and to others that are purchasing that home. Give her a call at 443-854-0977 today. Let her know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. She'll let you know about other resources that are available to you, grant money, helping you get your finances in order. And she's written several books and have won awards. We thank God for you, Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors. Give her a call today at 443-854-0977, and she'll pray you through that transaction and that transition and the sale or purchase of that new property or home. God bless you. She's licensed in the state of Maryland and Pennsylvania. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We're excited about today. We thank God for your prayer requests. We thank God for those of you that have written to me and gave me your praise reports. God is good. I love reading those letters. Thank God for you. Continue to write to me and send your prayer requests in at P.O. Box 25021. That's P.O. Box 25021. And the zip code is 21229, Baltimore, Maryland. Write to me, send your prayer requests and praise reports, and we thank God for you. You would like to give us permission to read your praise report? Let me know that, and we'll appreciate it, to let others know that God is in the blessing business. God has not forgotten about them. God is still in charge. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Write to me and request your beautiful, blessed prayer rug. Yes, we know that God has ordained, God has consecrated, and God has definitely set this prayer rug aside for you, you, and you. It is anointed, and we thank God for the anointing that he placed upon the beautiful, blessed prayer rugs. Some individuals place them on their floors and kneel on them. Some of them lay on their lap and kneel on them. Some of them have placed it on their beds. Praise God for the prayer rugs. God is truly good, and we thank God for the fresh anointing. But you must write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, and request your beautiful, blessed prayer rug. It's been a blessing to many of you. We thank God for you. God is truly on the throne, and he could do anything but fail. We're going to go into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. A lot of times individuals say that we don't know how to pray, and that's what we were doing here today, teaching you through the Word of God. Amen. And most of all, that God's will be done in your life and in every situation. He knows about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It may catch us by surprise, but God already knows what's going to happen today in your life. So you got to trust and believe and hold on to God's unchanging hand in the midst of all these situations that we're going through. He said it wasn't going to be easy. He said we're going to have trials and tribulations, But he said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. So we got to continue to trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Amen. Allow him to direct your path. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I believe in angels. What about you? Be careful how you entertain strangers. It may be an angel in disguise. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. They shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, not you, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Thank you, Jesus. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, with long life. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe it's going to be a long, healthy life. Will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. Salvation is free, my sisters and my brothers. It don't cost you nothing. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for salvation. Salvation is free. Glory be to God. Now turn your books, your Bibles, to Psalm 35. And remember, always keep yourself a Bible in your home, in your car, in your pocket, in your pocketbook, at your office, at your job. Keep yourself a copy of the written word. Your telephones, your cell phones may go up. Your computers, your laptops may go up. So you keep the word of God with you in your heart. As you learn these verses, as you study these verses, keep them in your heart. The word of God says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory, hallelujah. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And if you're being persecuted, I pray you're being persecuted for the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you're being persecuted for the glory of God. I pray that you're being persecuted for standing up for what is right, for living according to the word of God, for speaking and preaching the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Draw out also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 37, evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed, spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The desires of your heart should be lined up with the word of God. The desires of your heart, a pure heart. Because sometimes, my brothers and sisters, our hearts can be deceitful. A pure heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, not you. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. He knows exactly what's going on in your life. He knows what's going on in my life. Amen. So you commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he's going to bring it to pass. Be still and know that I am God. You are not God. You think you're in charge, but you're not. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Stop letting the enemy know your every move. My God, brothers and sisters, stop letting the enemy know your every move. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we talk too much. Stop letting the enemy know your thoughts, your ways, and your actions. Because he'll burn the beginning of your bridge and go and burn the other end, and you won't be able to get across that bridge. So stop letting the enemy know your plans, your actions. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be what? Cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. My Christian brothers and sisters, the word of God says, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You want your inheritance? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Somebody saying this one was taking too long. God, you haven't done anything yet about my enemy. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. The word of God says, for yet a little while. God's timing is not like our timing. We may think it's taken forever, but the word of God says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. But the meek, and that's my favorite part of this scripture, but the meek shall inherit the earth. Meekness is not a weakness. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Isn't that a blessing? Abundance of peace. He came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. That's the kind of God that we serve. He will give you more than enough. He will overflow you with peace past all understanding. When all hell is breaking loose, people don't know which way to go, which direction to go in, don't know who to talk to. God will bless you with peace. The word of God says abundance of peace. Blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The Lord shall laugh at him, not you. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Is your conversation upright this morning? Or is it full of evil, mean, envious, distasteful words, conversation, not wishing evil on anyone, but praying for their salvation, praying that they will accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, praying that God will trouble their mind and their spirit, that they'll do right by you. Upright conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many the wicked. Things don't make you happy. Things don't make you happy. I want you to know that this morning. Of living God. The spirit of the living God. Blessings from the almighty living God. That's what's going to keep you. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He is upholding you, my dear ones. If you're living according to the word of God, not my word, not your pastor's word, they might tell you anything. But if you're living according to the word of the almighty living God, the answers are right here in the word of God. Trust me. That's where your answers are, in the living word of God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Thank you, Jesus. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. And according to the word of God, forever is forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, in the days of famine. They shall be satisfied. You will be okay. God is going to bless you with the food that you need. It may not be a steak. It may not be a strawberry shortcake. It may not be a bowl of ice cream. But it says, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever, and there shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish. And the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. They shall consume into smoke, consume away. The wicked balleth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. He's going to transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Glory be to God. Somebody should be praising God this morning. He's going to transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Glory be to God. And not the way that we think it should be done. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. The word of God said what? They shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again. But the righteous, are you one of the righteous ones? You want to show mercy. And you're going to give. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to show mercy and give. Pray about it. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. This is the word of God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man. Uh-huh. Women, too. He's talking to all of us, male and female. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be what? Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Can you see the hand of God lifting you up out of that situation today? Reaching down for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The hand of God. Fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now old, yet have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Glory, hallelujah. Have not seen the righteous forsaken. He has not forsaken you. Or your seed, or your next generation, or your next generation begging bread. He is ever merciful and he liveth. Uh-huh. And his seed is blessed. My brothers and my sisters, your seed is blessed. Your children, your grandchildren, and great-grandchildren are blessed because of your prayers. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be what? Cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh what? Wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. You're no longer doing the electric slide. Uh-huh. Your steps shall not slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. The Lord, verse 33, the Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. There's that inheritance again. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, not your way, Burger King. Stop trying to have your way in every situation. Get out of the way and let God do it. Thank you, Jesus. You're crying. You're all upset. You're weeping. Your stomach is in knots. Your blood pressure is going up. The doctor's saying you got cancer, diabetes. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. All caught up in wanting to have your way. It's not your way. It's not about you having your way, you Jesus. Your way may be the wrong way. Your way may end up getting you in some dangerous situations. God sees all and God knows all. God has a plan for your life. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. And when the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not yet sought. I sought him, but he could not be found. Yea, he passed away, and lo, he was not, yea, I sought him, but could not, what, find him. Mark the perfect man, my sisters and my brothers, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. God is not the author of confusion. Amen? Spirit, the living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. Have you seen the enemies come against one another? A ball of confusion. They were after you. Then all of a sudden you see them come against one another, fighting against one another. They all want to be in charge. No one want to listen to anyone. Of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. In your time of trouble, call upon the name of Jesus. He is your strength in time of trouble. He is your strength when you feel like you're all confused. He is your strength when you don't know which direction to go in. He is your strength when your children are acting up, when your husband is acting up, when your wife is acting up. He is your strength. When they're sending you to jail for a crime that you did not commit. When there are all kind of accusations concerning you. He's your strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Glory be to God, because they trust in him. Are you trusting the Holy Spirit this morning? Are you trusting the Almighty Living God this morning? Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for those that are trusting you, and not only trusting you, but obeying you and living according to the Word of God. You're not perfect. There's only one perfect. One perfect. Thank God for Jesus. Striving for perfection, willingly sinning. And we talked yesterday about cleaning up your life can lead to answered prayer. And there were some statements that I wanted you to write down. That most of all, remember that there is no hurt or harm to yourself or to others in answered prayer. If your prayers are not being answered, it may be that your answer would harm someone involved. And we don't want to do that, my sisters and brothers. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Stop wishing evil on individuals. Clear your mind by asking honestly. And we spoke about this yesterday. Some of you written them down, thank God. Write it down, keep it near you, place it on your mirror. Place it in your pocketbook. Put it in your pocket. Is this desire for answered prayer obedient to the divine will of the Almighty Living God? When you pray, is this desire for answered prayer obedient to divine will of God? Will this prayer hurt anyone if answered? Is this desire in accord with God's will for everyone involved? Is it for the Lord's own purpose? Dedicate your prayers to God's will and to his high and holy purpose. And a lot more of your prayers will then be answered. Though they may be surprising to you how they're going to be answered in a far higher and better way than you had anticipated or would have dared hope. God is a good God. He knows all about your situations. He knows exactly what you're going through. Thank you, Jesus. And we got to be persistent in prayer, bringing a dramatic healing. Yes, prayers bring that healing also. By his stripes we are healed. Many people do not get their prayers answered because they do not persist. It pays to be persistent. You know, when you were a child, you wanted that cookie. Mommy, can I have a cookie? Mommy, can I have a cookie? No, wait until after dinner. After dinner, mommy, can I have that cookie? Wait until you wash the dishes. Mommy, can I have that cookie? Wait until you after you do your homework. You were persistent. It pays to be persistent. It is the praying through attitude of Jacob, his holy boldness of vowing. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Genesis 32 and 26. It's in the Word of God. Some years ago, there was a man in New York City who visited a spiritual counselor asking for help with supposedly incurable skin disease. The counselor assured this discouraged man that nothing was incurable with God. And we know that with God all things are possible. This man suffered great pain in his back. A part of his mouth and the lobe of one ear had been eaten away. My God. The counselor asked this suffering man to go home and spend 3 days in persistent prayer, believing he would be healed. During this time, he was to medicine or food, but was to fast and pray. He was instructed to spend 4 hours a day meditating upon some healing scriptures given to him. The balance of the time, he was to study the healings of Jesus in the 4 Gospels. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The affirmations or the scriptures that he used, 4 hours a day for 3 days were. By his stripes I am healed. All things are possible to those who believe. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He concentrated his mind, his body, and his soul. He said that I'm now willing and ready to give up false ideas about myself and others. He said that I know that God has forgiven all my mistakes. Repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. The Word of God said he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he said, I know that God has forgiven me of all my sins. He said, I now see myself as God sees me. Do you see yourself today as God sees you, a great, mighty woman of God? Do you see yourself like Muhammad Ali? I'm the greatest. I'm beautiful. I'm strong. And the Lord. Didn't he work hard to gain that title? He didn't just sit around doing nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. While you're waiting on the Lord, you could do something. Didn't he practice every day? Didn't he exercise every day? He didn't just run his mouth. Amen. You got to do something, too. This man prayed persistently. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He studied the healing of Jesus in the four Gospels. Thank you, Jesus. For 4 hours a day, he meditated upon some healing scriptures, the Word of God. And then he spoke it into existence. I know that God has already forgiven all my sins. I now see myself as God sees me, with his radiant and light filling every cell of his body. He said, I'm clean, pure, healthy, free. I thank God for his healing power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you see yourself as being clean, pure, healthy, free? I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, so I know he watches me. Don't see yourself as being all broken down. Don't see yourself as I can't do this and I can't do that. Don't see yourself as saying I'm old now and nothing can change. Don't see yourself as being lonely. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. If God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. God will bless you with godly men and godly women in your life. Let him do it. He said that he was clean, pure, healthy, and free. He thanked God for power. He thanked God for fulfilling the desires of his heart. Then the Word of God says he will give you desires of your heart. Are you desiring to be healed? Is that one of your desires this morning, my brothers and my sisters? Desire to be healed spiritually and physically? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank God for fulfilling the desires of my heart. He thanked God that he was made whole. Speak it. Call those things that are not as though they are. He said, I thank God I am whole, free, well, and now and forever. Stop saying my diabetes. Stop saying my blood pressure, my high blood pressure. Stop saying my migraine headache. Stop saying my cancer. My hypertension. Stop saying my mental disorder. You don't want those things, so stop claiming them. You can say the doctor said I have this, the doctor said I have that. But you stop claiming it. Stand on the Word of God. And if the doctor's giving you medication to take, you pray over it, and you take the medication. And pray that God will take away that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. That God will take away the side effects. Amen. Glory be to God. God placed the doctors on this earth for a reason, the nurses. And we pray for them. their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls, that they will hear from God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God that you are whole this morning. Thank God that you're free. And thank God that you're now healed, because he said in his word, by his stripes I am healed. It's your faith that makes you whole. Thank you, Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. She came with a spirit of expectancy. She came knowing and believing that if she could touch the hem of his garment, she would be whole again. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for those that trust you, believe you. This man was persistent in prayer. 3 days later, when he returned to the counselor, he had been healed. The lobe of his ear and his mouth were free from the disease. The pain was gone. As with Jesus, who healed the epileptic, let me get that word out, epileptic, this man proved. This kind came out by nothing save by prayer. Mark 9:29. My brothers and my sisters, if we can, and if you can, fast and pray. There's no other way. If it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours of fasting and praying, trust God. But prepare yourself mentally for that fast. Don't just hop into a fast. Prepare yourself mentally with the word of God, praying and reading the scriptures. Do it the right way. Asking God, is it time for me to go through a fast? Praying and seeking the Lord. Don't just jump into a fast. Pray and seek the Lord. Take your medications and eat when you take your medications. You may be able to pray, may be able to fast a half an hour. You may be able to fast 15 minutes. It's okay. God knows your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. The Jesus. Talk with the mighty surgeon. Talk with the mighty healer. Talk with the mighty God. He has all the answers. Persistence in prayer brings a dramatic healing, spiritually and physically. And most of us, my brothers and sisters, stand in need of that spiritual healing, because something on the inside will manifest on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Thank you, Jesus. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he gave us the model prayer. Then we have to go a little deeper. Study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Somebody's being healed this morning. The hand of the Almighty Living God is upon you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let a fresh anointing fall upon you. Receive your healing today, spiritually, physically, and financially. Evangelist Randy Griffith, yes, Jesus loves you. Jonathan, Christina, Victor, yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, God is able. He has not failed you yet. Pastor Linda Smith, Road to Life Ministries, yes, God is a healer. Thank God for Jesus. He's doing miraculous things in your life. Ryel Kelly, thank and praise God. For promotion comes neither from the north, the south, or east, or west. Promotion comes from God. And you praise him and keep him in your heart. and in everything that you do. Live the life that God has designed for you to live. Great man of God. Congratulations to you. Zariel Kelly, congratulations to you. Diamond Tickle, congratulations to you. God is able. Yes, he is. Desmond Stewart, congratulations to you. God is able. He will keep you and guide you and lead you. We're praying for Zariel. Yes, we are. Continue to trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Allow God to use you in a mighty way. We're praying for Elijah Kelly. God is a good God. God could do anything but fail. We're praying for salvation of the unsaved. We're praying for Dwayne Williams, Jr., Dwayne Williams, Sr., Sheree Williams. We're praying for you. Dejanay, we're praying for you. God is able. God is able. He will keep you. He will lead you. He will direct you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, God is real. Gibson Magwood family, we are praying for you. The Johnson family, we are praying for you. The Jackson family, we are praying for you. Elder Cassie Lofton and your husband, Deacon Andre Lofton. God is leading and guiding you. We thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We're praying for you, the Lofton family. Minister Sharon, we're praying for you, the Ricks family, and your family in its entirety. God is doing great and marvelous things in your life. We're praying, glory, hallelujah, for the Duffy family in its entirety. Chief Apostle, we're praying for you. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr., Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., Pastor Melissa Gilmore, we're praying for you. Minister Mother Lady, we're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Reverend Sherman, we're praying for you. God is able. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Missionary Cheryl Hammett, we are lifting up you and the Hammett family in its entirety. Those in Baltimore and those in South Carolina, we are praying for the Hammett family. Thank you, Jesus. Linda Smith, Linda, praise God for Linda Smith, Road to Life Ministries. A double portion God said he's given to you, a double healing he's given to you and your family in its entirety. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Linda Bennett, Harry Bennett, we are praying for you. God is able. We're walking into the future, my dear ones. We're not looking at the past. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. The Henry family, we're praying for you. Thank you, Lord. Tria, we're keeping you and your family lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rosie Traham, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. God is able. Draw him closer in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Let the Spirit of God manifest every day, everything that you do, everything that you say. Let the Spirit of the Almighty Living God move upon you. Welcome him into your heart, into your life, into your spirit. God is doing a great thing in the lives of our young people. We're praying for our young sons and daughters, our husbands and our wives, Elder Annette and Dawn Smith. Mercedes, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. LaShawn, we are praying for you, your children, your grandchildren, that God will touch them one by one, individually and collectively. Umbala Shamba Ikala Sata. Thank you, Pastor Maybelle Hickman, for your ministry of supporting the widow and widowers. The work you've done with the young men in your community, talking with them and ministering to them as you walk up and down the streets of Evanston Village. We thank you, Father God, for that ministry as an evangelist. We thank you, Father God, for the evangelists and missionaries that travel, that go from place to place, that establish churches and minister to the men and women, Father God, right here on earth. We thank you right now that you protect them from seen and unseen danger. We lift up our President of the United States, Joe Biden. Touch him mind, body, spirit, and soul. Strengthen him right now. Father God, let the mind of Christ saturate his mind right now. And his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and his family in its entirety. Touch that family right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That the Spirit of God will fall down upon them. The leaders of our nations, our presidents, our vice presidents, our ambassadors, our kings and our queens, the Pope, archbishops and bishops, chiefs apostles and apostles, pastors, elders, deacons, deaconesses, doctors, surgeons. My God, my God, my God. Our governors, our mayors. Put the right persons in positions, Father God. They stand in need of the Almighty Living God. Touch those that are running for office right now, that they'll do it not for money, not for fame, but, Father God, those that would like to be placed in those assigned positions, let them hear from you. Let them yield to you. Let them surrender to you right now, Father God. All of those that are running for governors and mayors, council persons, senators, congresspersons, those that are already in position, Father God, saturate their hearts, their minds, and their spirits. They will not think Democrat or Republican or Independent or Green Party, but they'll think Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May the word of God and the will of God endow their spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Let them fall on their knees and surrender to you. Let them cry out to you. We pray for our sports figures, our actors, our singers, that they will sing the songs of Zion, our poets, Father God, that they will be prophetic with the word of God, that they will set examples for our young people, Father God, good examples, Father God, not worldly examples, but they will speak the will of God. They will sing the Zion songs from the word of God. We pray for every drug addict, every drug pusher right now in the name of Jesus, that they'll surrender to the Almighty Living God. We come against that drug activity right now in our neighborhoods, in our homes, in our schools. We come against that drug activity. Stop those pushers, Father God, for pushing the drugs upon our children, our loved ones. Take away that desire for those that wish to continue to put that poison into their systems right now in the name of Jesus. Take away their desire for drugs and alcohol right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Those that are bringing the poison into our communities, we ask, Father God, you'll stop them in their tracks right now. Those that are on the planes, the boats, the private planes and jets, stop them from bringing that poison into our communities. Touch our children, Father God, that we will not have a desire to be part of a gang. Our children, Father God, that are picking up illegal weapons, firing them through the streets, Father God, stop them right now in the name of Jesus. Stop the transportation of those illegal weapons placed into our homes, our schools, our communities, our churches, and our shopping centers. Stop it right now in the name of Jesus. Lay down that weapon in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and our souls, that we will not think evil. We will not speak evil. We will value the life that God has placed upon this earth, our babies, Father God. Touch them right now. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Do not allow them to be neglected or abused physically, verbally, emotionally, spiritually. Touch our babies, Father God. Bless our women, Father God, that are giving birth to babies right now, even as I speak. We pray for a hedge of protection around them right now in the name of Jesus. We come against anything that's not of you right now. We pray for a spirit of peace, a spirit of love, a transformation of the mind. We come against mental illness and those disorders that are not of you. We come against mental illness. Touch someone's mind right now that may be confused, not knowing which direction to go in. Father God, having to lay down that needle that they're about to penetrate their veins with in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. a cleansing right now upon the minds of those. I decree and declare they will no longer want those illegal drugs. They will no longer want to fire those illegal weapons. We pray for all of our military, our soldiers, our police officers, our sheriffs that are keeping us safe, keeping our homes safe, our community safe. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bless their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Drive out the confusion in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in you. Blessed is the peacemaker. They shall be called the children of God. We pray right now you'll protect us from seen and unseen danger. Thank you right now. Glory be to God for all of our leaderships, those in leadership positions. Do the will of God. Let them hear from you. Wake them up and shake them up, Father God. Let there be a revival in their minds right now, revival of the living God, the true and living God. And we thank you right now, Father God. We can't thank you enough for blessing us and bringing us through the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. Touch those, Father God, that are in Russia, Ukraine. Father God, touch those in Ukraine right now, Father God. Protect them in the name of Jesus. You said in the word of God that there will be wars and rumors of wars. But, Father God, we know you know all about that situation. And you are in charge of that also. We know that you said that there's a time for everything. And we believe, Father God, that you will keep us, guide us, lead us, and direct us. We pray for miracles, signs, and wonders, because you said in the latter days you will pour out the Spirit upon all flesh. And we expect great and mighty things. Touch that dear one that's staying in need of a place to stay, that's been walking the streets all night long. Glory, hallelujah. Touch them right now, but touch their mind that they'll be willing to go and stay in a home. Glory be to God. We thank you for the shelter. We thank you for the food, the clothing that you've blessed them with. And, Father God, we thank you right now for transferring the transformation. We thank you for the transferring. We thank you for your benefits. We thank you for your inheritance. Because you said in your word, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we thank you right now. Glory be to God for healing Mother Annie Green, Mother Nita. We thank you, Father God, for healing those that under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for our seniors. We thank you, Father God, for our patriarchs of our family. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. May God bless you real good. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.